Hello, English program here with me, Steve, broadcasting from Spain. This is the Pemberley Boo. Yes, I think I got rather excited towards the end of the previous episode there. It is getting very exciting, this, I have to confess. Now, that was chapter 6, but we've finished. We're on to chapter 7 now, folks. And chapter 6 was only in 3 episodes. I think I estimated, 5 or 6, so I was slightly wrong on that occasion, but never mind. So we have moved on now to chapter 7, and here we go. More information on the Jane Austen Project can be found by going to the official website, austenproject.com. This is chapter 7. Mrs. Hurst was very eager to share the events of the day with someone, and that, of course, could only be her sister Caroline, who shared her sensibilities in these matters. She found her alone in a small, exquisitely appointed sitting room, and asked with some pleasure, "Caroline?" I think it's Caroline, not Caroline. "Caroline, have you heard? Wickham is here demanding the Bennet's Longbourn." "I did hear a bother. What of the proudly deferential Mr. Collins? Is he not Mr. Bennet's heir?" "Has your head been in the clouds? He is dead." Mrs. Bennet is said to have laughed outrageously at the telling of it. There has been a delicious bustle. Miss Bingley tilted her head just so and displayed an elegant shrug. "I would expect no less at a ball given by Miss Eliza Bennet." "You mean Mrs. Darcy," Louisa Hurst ventured, even knowing her sister always meant exactly what she said. "I believe Mr. Darcy will find, if he has not already, that marriage vows do not remove the Bennet from his bride. I must add that I cautioned her as to Wickham's character when he first appeared in Meryton society, if that can be called society. Come, Caroline, I am eager to watch this unfold, and it will not be as enjoyable if you do not share it with me. And it is time we changed into evening dress. The servants are preparing for the ball, and our maids are no doubt waiting at this moment." "Yes, Louisa, it is only right that we make ourselves available to Mr. Darcy as his peers in this odd company." Nearby, Lady Catherine observed that Mrs. Collins seemed out of spirits. "Forgive me," Charlotte replied, "but the recent death of my husband has left me somewhat out of sorts." "I assure you," Lady Catherine answered immediately, "I feel his loss exceedingly." She continued without a pause for breath, "After all, I was acquainted with Mr. Collins before you were married. I was attached to him, and I believe he was excessively attached to me. But then, nobody feels loss quite as I do. He was your husband, Mrs. Collins, but I was his patron. A relationship of far more significance and importance." Charlotte burst into tears once more. Mrs. Bennet, desirous to reacquaint herself with Lady Catherine and ensure she did not miss any of the conversation, made a beeline for her and Charlotte with the express intention of imparting her own injurious feelings on Mr. Wickham's revelations. Sorry, that should be revelations, I do apologize. "Oh, Mrs. Bennet," cried Charlotte, "whatever are we to do?" Mrs. Bennet bit her tongue. She wanted to remonstrate with Charlotte and scold her for marrying Mr. Collins in the first place, but she would not upset dear Mr. D for the world, and causing a scene she knew would not endear her to her son-in-law. Instead, she sat down on the seat next to Charlotte before saying, "Do not worry yourself so, Mrs. Collins, for your dear mother and I will help you find another husband. Furthermore," Mrs. Bennet added reasonably, "I'm well known in the neighbourhood to have a talent for such things. This is the English programme broadcasting totally live."